Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. I am your host, Sean Bacchicini. In the booth with me this morning is Krista Benavidez, formerly from Chris Talk International. Before we get to our first guest and how she can help your business, I want you to tell you that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox SEO will help you launch your business online. What that means is that they do awesome web design and search engine optimization so that when somebody searches for what you do in your business, you come up first on the first page of Google. Google is, you know, the most important resource when it comes to business search. We don't use phone books anymore. Well, I use a phone book.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, I use the phone book to prop up my monitor on my desk if it's not at the right angle. But Google is now, we are in the digital age. Google is the place that people look when they're trying to find their business needs and they don't have somebody to refer them. But Google is also the place that people go when you refer them, because they got to look you up online and most of the time don't remember the business name. If you didn't do a good job of search engine optimization, they're probably going to find your competitor before they find you, and you've just created your own competition. So keep in mind, search engine optimization is critical to a business's success nowadays. Go Local Boom, Albuquerque's only online advertising directory. Check out GoLocalBoom.com if you need a local business specifically to help you with what you need. If you're interested in supporting local first, check out GoLocalBoom.com. There's a lot of great businesses in that directory. You get to check out their profile. These are all free resources, which we then promote on social media because Go Local Boom loves Albuquerque and we want to stimulate our community. So if you're listening to this, you know somebody that has their own business and needs to come and promote it, maybe doesn't have the budget for advertising or has the budget for advertising and wants a new, awesome, cutting-edge resource, come check out Go Local Boom as a connection point for your friends, family, and businesses. Okay, so now that we've got all the sponsor information out of the way, Krista Benavidez, Chispas Performance Solutions is the new name of your business. So before it was Christoc International, tell everybody what you did with Christoc.
Correct. So Christoc had its time and it was great. But I wanted to expand my services, including offering executive coaching and offsite collaborations for my corporate and business and organizational clients. And that wasn't something I felt like I could add or that the name could accurately represent. Mm-hmm. And so as I've shared before on the show when I was here all of May, which I really missed being here, I'm glad I'm back, that I was participating in the CNM Ignite Community Accelerator. And so that process took me through the opportunity to test out some names, test out some different offerings. And so that's when I came up with the name. And Chispas is actually the nickname that my paternal grandfather gave me when I was a teenager.
It's interesting how many business names and protocols are influenced by family members. I love that. Yeah. We get a chance to talk to a lot of business owners and there's always some personal spin, you know, and a lot of times that spin has to do with, you know, a mentor or a family member that kind of, you know, helped them along the way. So that's cool.
Right.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know, Krista Benavidez is an awesome connector, and she's a great resource for business. That's the reason that she was our co-host for the month of May. And again today, not only are you going to, you know, explain what Chispas Performance Solutions does for businesses, but you're also my co-host today because you've got great personality, and I love the way that you interact with businesses. And so if anybody that's listening could use your support, tell them what it is that you do.
So someone told me this week, and I thought that's accurate. And they said, "Oh, you're a soft skills expert." And at first, I thought, "Oh, I don't really like the term soft skills."
Well, I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
If we put a little bit of positive energy
into
it, it could be good. So, describe soft skills.
So, soft skills are the skills that people often take for granted. What you and I are doing right now, Sean. Soft skills. We're talking to each other face to face.
Oh man, millennials could use some help with
and
this.
And in this digital technology age, yeah, that is going by the wayside, but it's still so very important. And because people take it for granted, when they do get in those face to face interactions, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. And the interaction goes by the wayside, thereby costing lots of time and money.
So my 13-year-old niece is in the booth with us today, and her and I have many conversations about this. Interestingly enough, I was just having this conversation with our producer, Mike Vitale, before we got started recording this morning, is that, you know, these basic communication skills are so critical to relationship building, especially in business, but not only in business. The thing is, mm-hmm, if you're not good at them, you know, outside of business, it's going to be even more difficult, mm-hmm, for you to cultivate them in business relationships. but I found that the one comes with the other, and it has a lot to do with attitude, right?
Oh, totally.
I've always been taught by my mentors that you can train skill, but you can't train attitude. And when it comes to these soft skills that you're describing, the key element is a person's interest in being able to do these things, right?
Right.
Is it valuable to them? Okay, so let's give another brief description before we plug in your contact information. I want to get people excited about reaching out to you.
So Cheese Plus Performance Solutions is a boutique professional development company, and we offer programs, meaning classes, for companies, organizations, as well as coaching for individuals. And it's all customized. So again, that soft skills umbrella is huge. It could be conflict resolution. It could be assertive leadership. One of my more popular programs is effective teaming. You know, people not being able to work effectively with each other. So I'm brought in to help them work more effectively. And sometimes it does mean handling those attitudes, even though attitudes aren't skill, but calling them on the carpet to say, okay, here's the issue. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm seeing. And unless you're willing to make a change, I could spend all day giving you all the strategies in the world, but nothing's going to happen.
Yep. You can provide people new information. Like you said, you can spend all the time in the world doing that all day long. But if they're not interested in accessing and utilizing that information, then, you know.
Right. It's the treadmill that you bought that is going to get you in shape sitting in your garage. It doesn't happen.
I heard about a treadmill walking standing workstation recently because I have a standing workstation. Yeah. I have a standing workstation in my office, and I've tried multiple variations of it. Finally, I just found a cheap one online.
Yes.
It's, you know, but it does the trick. But then I heard somebody else has a much stronger standing workstation game than I do. They actually have a mobile treadmill that they can move to any part of their office and walk while they work. And I think for me that would be great, because if I'm on the phone, I have to walk in circles. My brain works better if I'm moving.
Well, see, and that's one of the things that I work with in organizations is to find out how people prefer to communicate.
Right.
Because just because they do the same job doesn't mean that they're going to speak the same language.
Right.
And often the breakdown happens when they're not communicating in a way where they can both understand and get their mission accomplished. And so then there's frustration. Then there's conflict. Then there's worse. Missed deadlines and money flying out the window.
Yep. Well, and I've been in that environment before. I'm not anymore. I'm an entrepreneur. I work for myself. My business partner and I, we will literally plow down walls of communication and obstacles. We will whip out the sledgehammers and just knock that wall down until we understand one another and we've mm-hmm. got more space to work. And we're very fortunate that we're both so interested in achieving, you know, overcoming obstacles, achieving good communication, thereby achieving success in our business. But when you're in a corporate dynamic and there are multiple different personalities and those personalities have a job to do that they're going to be paid for, but maybe don't have the attitude of ownership that the leadership does, you know, and then sometimes the leadership
doesn't either, right?
It's so great that you can come in and help them kind of understand, you know, that everybody has a voice. This is what they're really trying to say. Here's how you figure out what they're really trying to say and inventory the situation so that you can, you know, be productive.
Right.
This is a good skill to possess. If it weren't for the fact that there was only a couple of us, I would need your help. But Vince and I do, you know, such a great job. I'm really impressed sometimes at the way we're able to overcome things.
Mm-hmm.
I wish everybody had that experience because, again, I came from the corporate world and it wasn't the best environment.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then how do you deal with that? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a concern that you want to voice in that corporate environment, how do you do that diplomatically? How do you express yourself assertively without putting your job on the line?
Yep.
And so there's that fine balance. But also in terms of entrepreneurs, I actually have some coaching clients that are solopreneurs, entrepreneurs. And so they've brought me in to help them better communicate with their vendors or contractors that they work with or other businesses because they, again, have their own preferred style, which I've helped them realize, and then figure out, okay, if they have a particular market that they're going for or a decision maker that they want to work with, does that match their current communication style or is there adjustment necessary?
Yeah, there's a lot of struggle when, you know, people start a business because they're really good at their job. Well, when you start a business, you're not just doing your job. You're also doing 15 other jobs to help that business run just because you're great at, you know, Baking cupcakes, you know, doesn't mean you're going to be great at running a cupcake business, you
right.
know? And so it is, and it's just a learning process, you know? And I believe that anybody can do anything that they really put their minds to. They can develop the skills necessary to succeed, but they have to really want to. So,
mm-hmm.
It's probably pretty interesting for you as well to engage and work with clients. And that must be one of the first things that you communicate, right? Is that the information I have is only as valuable as your interest in applying it.
Absolutely. And the other thing I stress, what makes me different actually than some others in my same line of business, is that I really focus on transfer, what we call in the training world, transfer of learning. In other words, how are you going to use this information after the class is over, mm-hmm. after the coaching session is over?
After you're not there to make
after
sure
I'm
that
not
they're
there.
Doing it. Yeah.
Exactly. So that accountability piece is huge. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that that companies like about the work that I do, is that there's some return on investment, that they're able to see, okay, here's where we started and here's where we are after the class. And then I check back in with them like 30 or 60 days out to do an assessment again to see what has changed.
How effective was it?
Yeah. How effective it was, and are they utilizing the skills? And if they aren't, then I implement other strategies or we talk about a game plan, but it's all about what they do with the information.
Yep. Yep. Well, Krista, we are really happy to have you back. We're going to spend the morning together. But before we round out the interview, why don't you give everybody your contact information? Hopefully they got excited about what you do and they'll reach out.
I hope so. So the easiest way to contact me is by phone, and that's 505-899-9130. And my website is up. We're actually going to be talking to Rocketbox here about updating the website. So it is up, so you can contact me that way too, and that's chispasperformancesolutions.com.
C-H-I-S-P-A-S, performancesolutions.com.
Yes.
Krista Benavides, Chispas Performance Solutions, thank you so much for being here and for what you do for our business community. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we're going to talk to the Grow the Growers, a local program that invests some resources in local farmers. Good morning again, Albuquerque. I am your host, Sean Baccaccini. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, and we're excited to have you here this morning. We're also really excited to promote some local programs in our community. So let's get straight to it. Our second guest this morning, Kyle Baccaccini and Jedrick Lamb. Did I pronounce your name properly?
You did.
All right. Jed for short?
Sure.
Okay, Jed for short. I only say Jed for short because he's a farmer, and it fits really well.
It does.
Farmer Jed.
Yeah, Farmer Jed.
Farmer Jed.
My co-host, Krista Benavides, this morning from Chispas Performance Solutions. She's a business coach and consultant and advocate for all things business. So maybe you guys will form a good connection today, and she can help you out. Turns out she knows the location of your farm, so this is pretty exciting. All right, so let me tell you guys a little bit about the Grow the Growers Farmer Training Program. The Agricultura Cooperative Network is sponsoring it. My little brother, Kyle Baccaccini, is one of our guests this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And then Jedrick Lamb is the co-director of the program, so he and Kyle work together. We got a little nepotism going on in the booth this morning. But don't worry.
But it's local, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Don't worry. I didn't bring my little brother in here over somebody else. They had to wait their turn in line to get on the schedule.
You did wait.
Yeah.
And wait.
They had to wait. They had to wait. Everybody does. Because we've got a good organization going here. Okay. So you guys know that Go Local Boom loves to stimulate the community and talk about and promote local businesses and community projects. So we are here to do just that this morning. So Jedrick, you want to kick it off and tell us what the Grow the Growers program is?
Yeah. So it's a collaboration between Bernalillo County, New Mexico State University, Cooperative Extension, and our organization, the Agricultura Cooperative Network, which is a farmer-owned cooperative. The idea is basically we need more farmers in the local area, so the county has allocated resources, land, and water in order to train folks to become professional farmers. Those who complete the program will then get their own piece of land on county open space property, and then they will be able to start their own farms. This food goes to schools, restaurants, hotels, catering services, also goes to the farmers market. markets and is also goes to the La Cosecha CSA program hosted by Agricultura that currently feeds about 400 families throughout the city each week and always expanding. So the idea is, how do we keep the land in agricultural practices? How we make sure that water is being used for agriculture, and how do we train folks and give them the infrastructure and opportunities to be able to become professional farmers.
Dude, this is the coolest thing I've heard about in a long time. When my little brother explained it to me, I thought it was perfect for him, right? But for so many other people, our community needs this resource so much. Perfect thing, you know, for us to talk about on Go Local Boom. So tell everybody how they can reach you if they've got interest in participating, they want to support, or they've got a friend or family member who would be interested.
Most definitely. So the easiest way is to email us at growthegrowers@gmail.com. You can call the Agricultura phone number, which is 505-217-2461. And also, people are welcome to stop by the property. We're there Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday mornings. We stay out of the sun in the afternoon. And the address is 6029 Isleta Boulevard Southwest, which is the Gutierrez Hubble open space property. There's a historic house and museum there as well if people wish to visit. But people are welcome, just drop by the field, ask questions, learn how to participate,
pull some weeds.
Yep. And I'm sure that Google is your friend. If you don't know where any of those things are, just look them up online and they'll get you there. So Kyle, tell us about your experience as one of the participants.
It's a pretty great program so far. We've learned how to assess property, how to prep soil, plant so many plants. I think we have close to 200,000 plants or something planted in the ground.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot. How did you find out about the program?
I actually had an aunt tag me on Facebook about it, and I emailed them, and they emailed me back, and come to find out, I actually knew Jedrick from years ago, and just kind of worked out for the best.
That's pretty cool. And how long have you been involved?
Since the end of March?
Yeah.
Since the end of March of this year. Yeah. And so how long is the program? How long until you've got your own plot of land that's producing some vegetables?
Everything goes right, by next spring I'll have my own piece of land to farm myself.
And so you'll spend that entire time working with the program and helping others to work their plots of land.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome.
So then did you have a background already in agriculture, or was this something brand new? Because I'm thinking people out there are wondering, wow, I don't even know how to use a shovel.
Listen,
how could I be part of this program?
He's the only one in the family. Well, I guess my mom kind of has a green thumb, but the rest of us kill anything that we try to grow.
Okay,
doesn't matter. Tell us about that.
Like, what your level of experience was starting with the program.
I've gardened a little personally. I can grow some houseplants. I just always had like a calling to farm. I don't know, something deep inside just... I've always wanted to be a farmer, and when this program came about, it was like meant to be. And so hopefully everything goes well, and by next spring I'll have my own property and be farming for myself.
Well, and for others as well, you're essentially building a business using this skill set, right? And so
yep.
What does that look like once you grow, you know, once you have your own plot of land? I know that a lot of food goes to people that are in need, but there can be some other uses for the crops as well, right?
Yeah, I can, whatever I grow on my property next year, I can take to farmers markets and sell. I can donate to homeless shelters. I can eat myself. I can do what I want with it. I'll probably end up selling at markets and to the CSA.
What's the CSA?
It's a community supported agriculture.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jedrick, tell us a little bit about agricultura.org. So you guys are obviously a nonprofit organization, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And so how did this come about?
So approximately 9 years ago, we started as a training program, with the American Friends Service Committee. This program trained 3 individuals on a quarter of an acre and, started from there. And currently we have 8 member farms. We work with 20 farms throughout the state, all the way south to Anthony, New Mexico, and north we go above Ojo Caliente. Yeah, and so now we probably all combined have over 150 acres in production and employ I would say anywhere between 40 full-time and a few hundred seasonal between all the farms. But the... Yeah, the idea is how do we have small farmers work together?
Why is that so important for our community? Why can't we just ship our produce in from everywhere else like everybody else does?
I mean, it's definitely a viable option to a degree. One of the biggest aspects is that dependency. If the truck stop or for whatever reason, if there does arise an issue in the global food market, the need for food is still going to exist. So having a more independent local sources is good. I mean, then you have the whole plethora of additional benefits, environmental reasons, economic reasons, the reinvestment into the economy, creating a multiplier effect. According to the USDA, for every dollar spent on local food, $1.80 goes into the local economy. Then you have minimizing heat, just a whole creating biodiversity, a whole plethora of things.
That's a really good fact that you mentioned. We talk all the time about the fact that if you do business with local businesses first, you're stimulating and supporting the economy. And I don't think most people understand what that means. That means if you buy a burger at McDonald's, 80% of that dollar leaves Albuquerque.
Right.
You buy a burger at Blake's, 80% of that dollar stays in Albuquerque. And that money is going to support, you know, the economy because local business owners are the ones that have children in the schools and care about what's going on there. The open space areas and, you know, everything that has to do with stimulating and supporting our economy comes from local business.
And then if you buy a dollar of carrots, 180%.
Yeah. So when it comes to local produce, even more of that money goes. That's interesting. So I shop at the co-op, but they don't always have everything I need. And, you know, these little farmers, so Kyle's been working at the growers co-op on the weekends sometimes, and I've never made it down there in time to shop, but my experience there has been really, really cool. It's a nice little, they set up shops in the park. This is the one down here, what is it, on Gold Street?
Downtown Growers Market.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and 8th and Central.
8th and Central. And it's really cool. It's like a mini fair every weekend.
It was fantastic. We were there last weekend.
Mm-hmm. And what was your experience at that?
It was amazing. I took the kids because I wanted them to experience. I thought it was just what I grew up at the farmer's market where it was just produce. But it was produce and people making their own soaps and you know,
bouquets.
Honey and bouquets.
Yeah.
And my kids stopped at this little booth. She was doing some science kinds of activities for kids, and you know, it was great because it was local. I ran into some people that I know there, but the fact that I know that, you know, the collard greens came just from down the street, or the radishes or the carrots, and could smell garlic that was being roasted, and it was just, for me, I mean, all those economic benefits are fantastic, but just the taste of food.
Yeah. Well, I'm absolutely a foodie. Anybody who knows me will tell you. And I make relationships with the local restaurants where I eat. And so the shop, Chef Izzy Rivera over at the shop, he's all about local produce. You know what I mean? He uses what's available. His menu is reflective of what produce he can get from the local growers and the local distributors. And you can definitely tell a difference in the quality of the food when you get local produce.
I mean, yeah, you have a better taste, a higher quality. It's also hasn't sat on a truck for over a week. There's lots of different benefits to it. And with the farmers markets, there's 18 of them in the metro area.
Wow.
So basically every day of the week, every neighborhood, you can find one.
So where would we find a directory or a list of those so we can put that on Go Local Boom as well?
There's an organization called the New Mexico Farmers Marketing Association, which is a statewide organization that represents, I believe we're now at 78 farmers markets across the state.
Excellent.
Yeah. And it's just a great way, an opportunity for folks to, I mean, whether they're starting off or they've been in business for years, just to directly engage the customers. I think it's extremely important to be able to ask the producer how they grew their food, being able to just get a relationship with those who are feeding yourself and your family, I think is incredibly important.
Yeah, people have definitely lost their relationship with food. I was running numbers and having a conversation with a friend the other day, and we figure about 80% of the population wouldn't make it if something came. If they couldn't go to the grocery store or they couldn't go to the doctor, they wouldn't make it. You know, and in most instances in a survival situation, food is medicine, and you can grow medicine,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, there's that has a lot to do with it, but people have definitely the convenience factor. The 70s and 80s made us all reliant on TV dinners, you know, and grocery stores, and it's not the same experience. So, if you could find a way to connect us with the New Mexico Farmers Marketing Association, get them in here and talk about the show and find some ways for us to promote them, I'd really appreciate the connection.
Most definitely.
Good fit for Go Local Boom. All right, so let's run through a description of the program and Agricultura and the contact information, because you guys could use some help with volunteers. Like Kyle said, you guys could use some help pulling weeds. You don't have to be one of the growers to participate. So let's make sure everybody can reach you if they want to get involved.
Most definitely. So with the Grow the Growers program, there's three tiers of participation. One is full-time participation, so that would be for next year's program. There's part-time folks and then volunteers who help with the field. They will be able to bring food home from
Sweet.
That field, so there is that award plus the experience. Then so the easiest way is again email growthegrowers@gmail.com or phone number 505-217-2461. And if you're driving by and you see a bunch of people out there in the field, feel free to stop by. We'll have conversation and we'll send you home with some good produce.
Jedrick Nice. Lamb and Kyle Bacchicini for the Grow the Growers Farmer Training Program of the Agricultura Cooperative Network. We really appreciate what you're doing for our community. Thank you for spending time with us this morning. Folks, you are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we'll have a local baker and some sweet treats. All right, welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are also live on Facebook with Quenisha Myers from Q's Cakes. She's been a guest of ours before, and we love all of her sweet treats. Q, tell everybody what you do and how they can reach you.
Hi, I'm Q. So I own Q's Cakes, and we do pretty much everything. Cakes, cupcakes, brownies, cookies, chocolate-covered Oreos, you name it, we
and
do
then
it.
And some.
Yeah. I don't really have a set menu or anything. I just do whatever the heck I want. So,
and you do
yeah.
a good job. You do for private individuals, for corporate events. Anybody can order.
Accounts that we do some stuff for. We have a ton of weddings that we do. We always get booked for weddings. Pretty much everything.
Yeah. Oh, did you say wholesale? So if I've got a storefront and I'm, you know, sell some kind of accessories for model cars and I wanted to give my clients the opportunity to buy some cookies while they were in the store, you'll produce customized corporate branded cookies for me and I can distribute them.
You sure can.
I think that you even do cookie business cards, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah. So many cool things for businesses.
Nice.
So Q, tell everybody how they can reach you and let Facebook Live know as well.
Yes, so you can reach me at qcakes.com or Facebook / Q's Cakes, or you can call us at 514-6775, or you can email me at Queenie, Q-U-E-E-N-Y at qcakes.com. And yeah, I'm always on Facebook, and we have a Twitter, we have an Instagram as well, so follow those pages too.
So lots of ways, not just Hansel and Gretel trail of cookies to your business location.
Yeah, and then you can find us at our location, which is 2720 Central Avenue Southeast, Suite D as in David. We're between Princeton and Vassar, right across from Johnson Field.
Yeah, you guys moved a while ago. How do you like the new location?
I love it. It's a lot more spacious. We have a lot of room to do the classes and everything else, and for people to come in and sit and enjoy their items as well. So before, the space was a little bit smaller, but now we have like a little couch where people have actually fallen asleep on, believe it or not. So comfortable.
After the cookie, the sugar high,
you can stay and just, you know, and relax and
stay in a sugar coma. I bet the foot traffic for that location is a lot better than the other one.
Oh, definitely is.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that's good. So let's see here. Let's talk about, there's so many cool things that we can talk about. You want to talk about baking classes first or some new and exciting things? Tell everybody. So I've got my niece here for the summer.
Hey, cutie.
We're really excited about some summer projects. So a baking and decorating class could be one of them. Tell us what that entails.
Yeah. So we have a couple that we do. Our most popular one is our cupcake bouquet. And so we design different types of bouquets. You can have them just on the board, some that are raised. We decorate the cupcakes using different tips, different techniques as well, and you take it home. So it's not like you just decorate it there. You get to take the cupcakes home.
So we don't decorate it, and then you can sell them at the store tomorrow?
And
Is that because I wouldn't decorate them as good as you do?
No, people, you'd be surprised. People do really, really well. They do. Another one that we have is called All About That Buttercream. And so it's a class where I teach you how to make the traditional American buttercream and how to decorate cakes with it and use a whole bunch of different tips on that as well.
So what's the difference between buttercream and another frosting? What's the
fondant,
opposite of
royal
buttercream?
Icing,
okay, so
all of those.
So there's buttercream. Buttercream is traditionally butter, sugar. You can use a little bit of heavy cream as well. There's also cream cheese frosting, which uses cream cheese, butter, mm-hmm. and powdered sugar. There's a Swiss meringue buttercream that uses egg whites. You have to kind of temper it a little bit in order to make that. And then you also have royal icing. Royal icing is for sugar cookies. It dries really, really firm. So you use meringue powder with that one.
So it's kind of like a different medium, different types of paints on a canvas, is that
kind of,
each
yes.
different frosting is yes. going to do, is going to respond
and
differently.
And it tastes a little bit different too, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
buttercream is the more popular one. I mean, it's used on this cake, used it on the majority of the cupcakes, and so it's the one that most people know how to use. And
that's why you're all about that buttercream.
All about that buttercream.
So you brought a cake this morning.
I did.
You want to tell everybody what you brought?
This is one of our comfort food cakes. This is one of our more popular ones. It's called cherry chocolate chip. So it's a cherry cake with chocolate chips in it, and then we do a cherry frosting, some more chocolate chips, and then top it with some cherries. We have people who come in just for this cake because we sell cakes by the slice. So that's something new at our new location.
Okay.
We've been moving away from a lot of the cupcakes.
So you're a dessert.
So, slices.
Right. So you're not just doing custom orders ahead of time now. You're a dessert shop.
Yeah.
So.
You can walk in and get a nice, big, thick slice of cake. Because I'm like, if you want to have calories, it needs
May
to be
well
good.
Go
yeah.
For
yeah.
It.
Go for it. I mean, cupcakes are like cute.
And then Johnson Field is right across
yeah, so
the street. You just go run it off after.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. I would be more inclined to come and have a piece of cake after I ran at Johnson Field.
Yes.
Whatever works.
So are you open late nights now? Like, if I wanted to come after dinner, tell me about your hours of operation.
So right now we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. We are thinking about opening a little bit earlier to do some breakfast items and staying a little bit later, but that's going to, you know, it'll just depend on mm-hmm. the interest and everything.
Right.
But I'm usually there anyway, so if people do come later, I'm still there baking and prepping.
And you need to
stuff.
Do a food truck. You need to get a food truck to partner
so
with you and come and park in your parking lot
yes.
late night on the bar nights, right? And just stay open a couple of hours late so that
okay.
they got food in the back and dessert inside.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Great idea.
That
yeah.
is a great idea.
We Go Local Boom loves coming up with great ideas.
You're all about food, so I know where you're going
exactly.
with that.
Yeah, exactly. I come up with my best ideas when it comes to food. But yeah, it's up to you guys to make it happen after that. I'm just the idea
okay.
guy.
All right.
I just want to enjoy
you
the experience.
Come and eat.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about your baking classes, mm-hmm. and you touched a little bit on your comfort food cakes, but you've got some really cool new items coming up, right?
Yes.
So is this the first place that anybody's
yes.
going to hear about it?
Yes, this is the first place.
Are you nervous?
Ready? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Okay.
Are
right.
you excited?
Yes, you have
I'm excited.
So we are going to be debuting our over-the-top milkshakes this week.
Oh, literally the scoop. That was
yeah.
that was a wordplay. That
yeah.
was no
it was
pun
perfect,
intended.
Right?
We got,
right there.
We got the
it.
Scoop.
So our first three ones that we're thinking about doing is the Bisco Cheeto.
Oh, wow.
A unicorn one, and then a Death by Chocolate, which is based on a cupcake that we have, which is a chocolate cake with chocolate chips and chocolate frosting and chocolate drizzle.
Death
and
by
so
Chocolate.
And so we're going to do a milkshake, where it's a chocolate milkshake. It has chocolate in it. It's topped with our chocolate cupcake and more chocolate chips. And it's like a towering
So
milkshake.
When you say over the top, what does that mean?
Meaning, so you know how you have your glass, and you just have your milkshake, and this is just pouring over, like you need a bowl to
it's
hold
it's like a
it.
Cupcake on top of the
yeah,
glass.
Yeah, cupcakes sticking
the
cookies
literally
in it
over the top.
Over
so
the
top.
So it must be pretty
three
thick.
Or four people.
Yes. Yeah. You can probably share it,
yeah.
but I wouldn't. But you can. So
and it has to be pretty thick if it's gonna
oh, yeah.
if it's gonna go over
oh,
the
yeah.
top of the glass
yeah.
and not just melt down the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And
we're gonna be doing three different flavors every week, so they won't be the same three every week.
This is really great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm
yeah,
excited.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
We're gonna do a demo today on some. So keep following our page, and you'll see what they
Perfect
look like.
Perfect for summertime.
Yes.
Do you guys do any Facebook advertising? Do you boost any
yes.
of your posts?
Uh-huh.
Because your business segment is perfect for Facebook ads, and you could spend $5 a day
yeah.
or something like
we
that.
We do. We
and
just
really
did it with the fidget spinners, and we got a lot of
yeah.
Interest
yeah.
in them. So yes.
And it's so cool the way that you can strategize Facebook advertising. I think we should talk about it
okay.
after the interview
yes,
because
definitely.
We've got some new tools Facebook has like Facebook Pixel and a bunch of these tools that really help you to understand who your audience is, who's actually visiting your site, who responds to your ads, and make them better. And you know, bakers are the perfect segment for that. The other, your competitor, what's their name? Small Cakes.
Okay.
They're not a local business, so they've not been allowed to be on Go Local Boom, but they're a cupcake, you know, and their whole focus is social media, and they do a really good job. So,
yeah, we don't care about them though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not your direct competitor because you guys are so far away from each other and whatnot.
Yeah, we are.
But it's been a good strategy for them. And what I know is that it makes more sense to copy the people that are doing it well, you know,
and do it better.
Yeah. So, what else you want to tell us about? We talked about baking classes and the new items that you've got coming out. We got a few minutes left.
And so next we will be debuting two new comfort food cakes within the next 2 weeks. So it's a line of cakes that we have that we take your traditional comfort foods that people love and enjoy, and we make them into a cake form. So it's this one. We have a brownie. We have a waffle, caramel apple pie, banana pudding, peach cobbler, chocolate Oreo, key lime, red velvet cheesecake.
I think we need to
coconut cream,
chicken and waffle.
And so
cake.
We got two more that
you could put fried chicken and pieces of waffles on top of a cake, and it would be delicious.
Bacon. Bacon's my, you know, sort of a bacon and a maple kind of cake. Yep. That's bacon.
We got a couple. We got a couple, you know, things I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Just keep watching our page.
You feel me with the bacon.
I feel you.
You can do so much with sweet ingredients.
Yeah,
and you just throw a little bit of savory components in there, and it makes it a whole different experience. How much salt do you use in your recipes?
I don't use a lot of salt.
Yeah. So the shop for breakfast and lunch has the best pancakes in the city, and you ask him what his secret ingredient is. He's like, salt.
I love their their duck confit.
They've got a good menu. That's one of my favorite places.
They're some of our biggest supporters.
They come in all the time
and get stuff from us. They're really great.
We got to go over there. I'll take you for breakfast one day. It's, in my opinion, the best menu in town.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
Salt. Salt is the secret ingredient.
No, love is my secret ingredient. I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And people ask me that all the time. Because they'll have like our red velvet or something else, and they'll say, why does it taste so much better than others that they've had? And I'm like, I love what I do. I really, really do. Like, we get excited in the store when we're baking and doing something new. When we did the Bisco Cheeto cake, you should have seen us. We were dancing and so happy because it tasted just like the Bisco Cheeto. And so I really do love what I do. And so that's my secret ingredient.
And you know,
it's a really good idea.
Because, I mean, I grew up with my grandmother owning restaurants, and she was a baker, and her cinnamon rolls, when, you know, she was alive, and her bread and tortillas were just the best. And I think that's true. It's not a tangible, but it is.
Yeah. And you said cinnamon rolls. We do over-the-top cinnamon rolls, too. So we have a huge red velvet cinnamon roll that we make. It's like this big. It's ginormous. And then we've done a cookies and cream one. We've done a whole bunch of different ones, too. I'm always coming up with stuff. There's just no limit to my crazy imagination.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So we got a couple of minutes left. What else do you want to plug before we give everybody your contact information again?
Best of the City voting as well. Please vote for us. They have a couple of different categories for Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City. We got top five in three categories last year. We got Best Bakery, Best Dessert, and Best Cupcake. So please vote for us. We really appreciate it. Follow our Facebook page, of course, to see all the new items that we're debuting, to see the classes that's coming up, because we do sell out quickly. I limit the number of people I allow in the classes just because I like to have that one-on-one time.
How frequently do those classes go?
So we've been trying to do them like every month. It's been a while since we've done some because we were in crazy wedding and graduation season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too much. And my oldest daughter graduated too. So I kind of was doing triple duty. Thank you. And, so usually every month we try to have at least one of the classes.
Sweet. So once a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got to sign up soon. Make sure we pay attention for that. All right, Q. So we got about a minute left. Give everybody your contact information and location on all those social media platforms.
Yes. So we are at 2720 Central Avenue Southeast, Suite D as in David, between Princeton and Vassar. You can also find us on www.qcakes.com, the letter Q and then cakes.com, Facebook / QS Cakes, Twitter Q Cakes, Instagram Q's Cakes. Am I leaving out anything else?
Go Local
514-6775. Go Local Boom.
Don't forget to check out her profile on GoLocalBoom.com. It'll give you a good example.
Exactly. Everywhere.
Folks, thank you for spending time with us this morning. Quenisha Myers from Q's Cakes. We appreciate what you're doing for our sweet tooth.
Thank you.
Thanks for spending time with us this morning as well. You're listening to Go Local Boom. We'll be right back with your wrap up. Here's your Go Local Boom wrap-up to round out the show. We give you a little bit of information on each of the businesses that were on the show this morning and tell you that you should support local business as a way of life.
Absolutely.
If you are not doing that, I'm going to guilt and shame you into doing it more, because when you spend your dollars with a local business first, our local economy is greatly benefited. Spending a dollar at a local business keeps so much more money here, and you're supporting local entrepreneurs and small business owners. They create jobs, they pay taxes, they raise families in our community. We're the ones that make things happen in Albuquerque, so please show a local business support before you give money to a big box retailer. Now, I know sometimes it's easier to go to Walmart, and I know
don't say that.
Sometimes it's easier to shop on Amazon. I do both of those things. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. However, I do my best to spend the majority of my money when it comes to my household items and the way that I care for my family with local businesses, and you better believe that if I'm going out for a coffee with a client or some kind of business meeting, it's at a local coffee joint instead of the other guys. But there was a time when I was guilty of drinking the white chocolate mocha from the other guys too. I didn't know. I had to learn.
All about habit, right? Being conscious.
Being interested in new information.
Interested in new information.
Right, exactly.
Open-mindedness.
That's a good segue to talk about Cheesepots Performance Solutions. Krista, you were our first guest this morning, and it's your job to provide businesses new information about how to communicate and be as productive and successful as possible within their organization. Anything that you'd like to add?
Keep in mind how important soft skills are. I mean, that's something that is, again, as I mentioned before, going by the wayside. And so many people have their faces in their phones. And that's one of the reasons I say that the easiest way to contact me is by phone, because I do my best to walk the talk, if you will, and have that interaction with people, if not face-to-face, then over the phone. So
yeah, soft skills like communication skills are critical when it comes to the success of a business and running a team, being a team player and a team member. Emails aren't always the best way to go, especially inter-office communication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually, the guideline for email, did you know, was designed to share data.
No, I didn't know.
Just data.
Oh, no, it's like a communication tool for people now.
You know, and whenever a message has emotional overtones, forget it. You can almost guarantee that there's going to be miscommunication.
It's so interesting that you say that, because with my clients, I'm the same way. I want to have a verbal conversation. You can shoot me a text to set up a phone call. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to send me an email, all I want in that email are bulleted tasks and instructions.
That's
it is
what it
not
was
a means.
For.
It's not a means of communication.
Yeah, that's what it was
to have a conversation.
For.
We've got meetings for that. We've got a telephone for that. So I'm glad that we touched on those. So our second guest, the Grow the Growers program from what is it? Agricultura.org. Those guys are pretty cool, huh?
It sounds like an amazing program.
Yeah, it's definitely something that our community needs. I've got access to information that not everybody cares about, and that is that people have lost the relationship that they have with food.
Mm-hmm.
That the grocery store should not be your main, you know, means for that. But unfortunately, in our society and the way that we live so opulently, we've got access to that resource. But man, wouldn't it be cool if you could grow some food, grow some spices, grow some medicine for yourself? If you're not inclined to do that, there are a ton of local farmers that are helping to sustain our economy and our environment, our community, and using all of this open space that we have for good.
Right. Absolutely. No parking lots.
Yeah, less parking lots.
And less sod,
yeah.
I say.
Less parking lots and less sod. Let's grow some food. So check out the Agricultura or Grow the Growers at Gmail. They need a ton of volunteer support, and they are looking to create and train some local farmers to help provide us more local produce.
Mm-hmm.
Our last guest, Quenisha from Q's Cakes, she's quite the personality, and they do a really good job with their sweet treats, and it seems like she's trying to be progressive with her menu.
It does. And what I think, as I mentioned to her, was the fact that she is so passionate about it. I mean, it comes through just her sitting here, mm-hmm. and I hope that the listeners get that passion. And I'm sure it does come through in what her products taste.
Her products taste good.
So I haven't had them yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
She does a good
yet
job.
In the operative word.
She absolutely does a good job. We really appreciate all of our local businesses. We hope that they find a way to connect and do business with one another and network. Folks, if you're listening, GoLocalBoom.com is Albuquerque's only advertising resource that's free to local businesses. We invite businesses in to interview on the show, and then we create an advertising profile for them on golocalboom.com. It's a great connection point for anybody who needs to know about and do business with locals, either business to business or business to consumer. Check out golocalboom.com and look at their business profiles. The app is geolocated. So the thing is, we're trying to get people to support local business first for all of the reasons that I mentioned a moment ago. And we've created Go Local Boom as a resource for them. Say you are from the Heights or you're from Rio Rancho and you're in downtown Albuquerque. You're attempting to have a meeting with a client and you want to figure out where the nearest local coffee shop is, you know, or you're downtown and you need a haircut. You need to figure out where the nearest local barber is. You don't want to go to Supercuts, right? You don't want to go to Starbucks. How do you figure that out? You can just open golocalboom.com on your phone. It's geolocated, mobily optimized. Type in the category for any business that you need, and it's going to show you where the nearest local business is. It's a great resource for people who care about that kind of thing. We want to thank Rocketbox SEO for helping us sponsor the show and putting this resource together for local businesses. Free. They don't have to pay anything for it. So if you or anyone you know has a business that you want to promote, come on in here. Reach out to us on golocalboom.com or give the guys at Rocketbox SEO a call. If you need help with web design or digital advertising, Google search engine optimization, Rocketbox will help you launch your business. Their number is 505-453-9595. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and we'll see you next week.